Session 39, March 30, 1964, reading from The Early Sessions, Book 1 of The Seth Material. Good evening. Rob, good evening, Seth. Seth, never have I been so eagerly awaited and met with such high hopes that I will call off the session. I understand your weariness. I will, under the circumstances, give you a short session. However, as yet it is not a good idea to miss a session. You cannot say that I am rigid, since I will try to take your circumstances into consideration. There are a few points I would like to cover this evening, and then you two tired bears can tuck yourself in for the night. First of all, I think you will find your present decision, Joseph, to be a good one. That is, your outside work compromise. Also, Rupert's conscious mind is quite merry over your portrait award. And if you both are merry, then I will join in the general enthusiasm. Rob, good. Seth, I had planned to go into some material concerning this particular portrait as a camouflage construction, but here for now, I will merely mention this in passing and go into it at our next session. There is something else I wanted to mention briefly. It is that the sixth inner sense, of which we have spoken briefly, can be likened in some respects to the instincts of the inner self. This will be discussed also at our next session. This sense, however, is concerned with the innate knowledge of the universe in its entirety, and the particular data about specific areas of the universe often is given in a living organism to make manipulation in a specific area possible. This bit of data is usually extremely specialized, but very complete within its scope. And I am speaking now, of course, of the data that is given to the organism in its affiliation with camouflage environment. That is, the inner self has at its command complete knowledge, but only portions of it are used by an organism at any given instance. What I'm actually giving you this evening is an outline for our next session, since you are not up to par this evening. Now, the strange sensation experienced by Rupert just before this session was a taste of our seventh inner sense, but only a small portion. It represents enlargement of an opening up and extension. This operates in two directions. The purpose of this enlargement or extension I will discuss at the next session. It is, of course, an enlargement or extension of the self and a widening of the boundaries of the self and therefore of even conscious comprehension. Rupert experienced this on a physical level, trying again to translate inner data into sensation that could be recognized by the outer senses. Nevertheless, he did receive a startling glimmer into the possibilities inherent here. The sense, as I said, operates in two directions, and this is difficult to explain. Operating in a contrary manner, for example, there is a pulling together of the self into an even smaller and more minute capsule that enables the self to enter into other fields and experience various rather alien planes. You will have no doubt noticed that these inner senses all represent actual inner abilities. I am rather surprised that Rupert hit upon this one at this time, as it is usually a rather difficult ability to attain. He went along with it, which is very good, but he didn't sustain it long enough so that he could distinguish the other tissue capsules which came within his own extended awareness. I have said little about these tissue capsules. However, they will also be held for the next session. I do not want our sessions ever to become a chore. However, I do prefer that their regularity be maintained, and I am perfectly agreeable now and then to making them briefer due to circumstances. You will find that in these few pages, I have given you some new ideas. It is possible that we can make up for the lost time on your part in the future, and with a few brief sessions, when you are in tip-top shape. Actually, it is merely the change in circumstances that has made you weary, and the effect will not last. Rob, what happened with the cat last night? Seth, your lovely old pussycat really sensed my presence this evening. I came in, so to speak, extremely strong, because I knew that the session would be brief, and I did have this material to give you. He just didn't know what had happened to his Rupert, that is all. In any case, again, my congratulations to you, Joseph, upon the two counts I mentioned, and I would suggest that you both get a good night's sleep. I am also in hopes that our next session will be a full one. I will end the session now, and you cannot say that I am unsympathetic in any way. I am not necessarily disturbed either at the brief session. Your limitations are far greater than mine. Sleep tight, but again, I do look forward to our sessions and dislike saying goodbye so soon. You are doing well, nevertheless, and I bid you a most fond good evening. Rob, good night, Seth. And at 9:27, Jane had no forewarning that Seth would come in so strong to begin the session, she said. She was immediately fully dissociated. Although she remembered the trouble with Willie, she said that one moment she was talking to me and the next moment she was on her feet dictating. And Willie, strolling out of the bathroom, displayed no upset at all. He rubbed up against Jane's leg, purring. It might be added here that on my daily trip downtown, taking Jane to work at the gallery, I mailed the first 38 sessions of the Seth material to the American Society for Psychical Research. This session, the 39th, will begin Volume 2.